ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी रामसुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 9, डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ विज्ञान रियलाइजेशन विथ इट्स ग्लोरी। चैप्टर 9, वर्स 1। श्री भगवान उवाच, इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्याम्यन सूयवे, ज्ञानं विज्ञान सहितं यज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे शुभात्। द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड, टू यू हु डस नॉट फाइंड फॉल्ट, आई शैल डिक्लेयर अगेन दिस मोस्ट प्रोफाउंड नॉलेज, ज्ञान कंबाइंड विथ रियलाइजेशन विज्ञान। By knowing these, you will be released from evil, that is, the evil of worldly birth and death. Comment: Karma Yoga, performance of action with an unselfish motive, is guhya, secret. Jnana Yoga, knowledge of the self, is guhyatara, more secret. And Bhakti Yoga, knowledge of God, is the guhyatamam, most secret. Knowing yourself is jnana, knowledge, and knowing the samagra, the entire form of God, is vijnana, realization that all is God. Samagra can only be God with name and form, because within nirguna, God without name and form, Saguna, God with name and form, cannot be contained, but Saguna can contain Nirguna in it. In the 7th chapter, the Lord was describing Vijnana along with Jnana, but Arjuna, in the beginning of 8th chapter, raised 7 questions. Then Lord answered these questions in detail. Now the Lord on His own starts again to describe Vijnana along with Jnana. Chapter 9, verse 2. Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam Pavitramidam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartumavyayam. This knowledge, jnana, along with realization, vijnana, is samagra, entire form of God. It is the sovereign science and the sovereign secret, supremely holy, most excellent, directly realizable, according to righteousness, dharma, easy to practice and is imperishable. Comment: This vijnana with jnana is very easy to practice because everything is God only. Just acceptance is required. For this, no effort or practice is required. Chapter 9, verse 3. Ashraddhana purushaha dharmasyasya parantapa Aprapya mam nivartante prithyu samsara vartmani. O oppressor of the foes, Arjuna, people devoid of faith in this dharma do not attain me, but they continue to return to the path of the mortal world, that is, subject to birth and death again and again. Comment: People devoid of Shraddha, faith, in the glory of Jnana with Vijnana mentioned in the preceding verse, do not derive benefit from this Dharma, but instead, by giving importance to the perishable body and the world, they continue to be born again and again. These men, devoid of faith, leaving the natural path of immortality, whirl in the path where there is death only, having attained human body, there was a great opportunity for them to attain God. But they instead latch on the path where there is no chance of attaining God, looking at their situation as if the Lord is saying, with pain, Aprapya mam nivartante mrityu samsara vartmani. Chapter 9, verse 4 and 5. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagata vyakta murtina matstahani sarvabhutani nachaham teshva vastitaha nachamatstani bhutani pashya me yogamaishvaram bhuta brahanna cha bhutastaha mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. The whole universe is pervaded by me in my unmanifested aspect. All beings abide in me, but I do not abide in them. Nor the beings vest in me look at the wonderful power of my divine yoga. Though I am the sustainer and creator of beings, I myself do not in reality dwell in them. Comment. As in the snow there is existence of water, similarly in the world there is existence or easiness of God in the form of equanimity, peace, truth, knowledge, bliss, all solidified, pervades everywhere. In that undivided existence of God, four divisions of I, you, this and that are not there. So long as an aspirant has the sentiment that God and the world are two different entities, until then he should understand that world exists in God and God exists in the world. But when he holds that there is only one entity instead of two, then there is neither the world in God nor is God in the world. The man himself has accepted the independent existence of the world. So long as there is an idea of ego, sense of mind and desire, until then, in the aspirant's view, the world is in God and God is the world. But when ego, sense of mind and desire are gone, then from the viewpoint of a God-realized soul, neither there is the world in God nor is God in the world. That is, only God remains. Vasudeva Sarvam. Chapter 9, verse 6. Yatha kasha sthito nityam vayuh sarvatra go mahan tataha sarvani bhutani matstaha nityupadharaya. Just as the mighty wind moving everywhere ever remains in either akash, likewise know all beings abide in me. Comment. As the wind is born of either, stays in either, and merges into either, that is, the wind has no independent existence besides either. Similarly, all beings are born of God, abide in God, and merge into God, that is, beings have no independent existence besides God. If an aspirant accepts this fact firmly, he will experience the ultimate reality, all is God. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.